Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to do some more healings with everybody. So we'll just talk about the Lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years to do the ascension process. And the process is actually here to help you get into your body more fully with your spirit so that you're able to hold spirit integrity with your physical body. And so what that means is that you're able to then incorporate your spirit, and your physical body then will resonate as a light frequency, and then you're actually a light body walking around versus a physical earthly body, and that's the difference of the two. So we'll start off here doing entity work. This is, again, to help you get more fully present into your body with your spirit. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So here we go. We're going to be taking away entities from you. And you may feel your body change frequencies. You might feel yourself getting a little bit lighter as they get released from you. And then as you come more into your body, you may feel a little bit heavier. So we're just releasing them now from the bottom of your feet. And we'll just work our way up the body here. And moving up more and more. Okay, going to the top of our head now. There we go. Okay, we'll bring in more of you into your body, and you may start to feel a little more awakened, have a little more consciousness during this process. So I'll count to 10 as you come in, and your spirit knows how to do this perfectly. So you're coming back to yourself. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, coming in a little bit stronger here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just put some music on so you can feel yourself in your body. And again, just feel the change. See how you feel. You might want to move around a little bit. Stretch and twist. Feel yourself more in your body here. And again, twist and stretch and just see how you feel. Okay, Sylvia, are you there in cyberspace?
I'm here, and welcome everyone to Friday night. It's good to be here with you. And we're here for healings and clearings and to answer any questions you have about the Creation Lightship. So if you have any, please join with us on the fast chat and we'll talk to you that way. And that's very easy to do. You just click on to where it says BBS Fast Chat, which is right under the beautiful picture of the light being on the Creation Lightship page on BBS. So we hope you have wonderful healings tonight, and sit back and relax, and we'll get started with some beautiful energies right now.
So we're going to first do is a chakra clearing here and alignment. So we're going to go to your heart center and reposition that here. There we go. And throat chakra. Good. And third eye. Good. Going down, power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. like to have more energy flowing into your body, we'll open up your chakras here. And here we go. We'll use the word spin. Go into your heart chakra first. So spin, 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 open. And going up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. And what we'll do is put everybody back into current time right now. Remember, you can either be in the past or and the future at the same time. Different thoughts that you may have, since we're mainly working with thought energy, can place you in either direction. So you want to be with full consciousness here in the present moment. So people who are in the future, we'll do that first here. We're going to bring you back. Just count backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're in the present moment. And for those who are in the past with their thoughts, going to bring you now to this current moment. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And you should feel like you're fully here now with all of your thoughts that you're having. Remember, your heart's always in the present moment. And next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And again, if you're new to the program, we do this on almost every show. Think of your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your mental faculties. We'll say that's inside of your head. And that's the 10th floor of the elevator. And the first floor will be your heart center. We're going to drop down this elevator, which will contain this information of your consciousness to the heart, so you're able to think with your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and just kind of stay in your heart center and talk with your spirit. Thank you. Okay. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So we have some questions here on the fast chat.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's take up some of these great questions we have starting out. The question is, do we need to be all cleared for ascension?
Yes. You need to have your densities cleared from your body for the body to ascend. Remember, your spirit's going to leave anyway. So this is, like I say, it's a gift to your body to prepare for this process. So, yes, you do need to have your body cleared. And it could be a lot of work. The more you realize that you have densities and the more that you fully understand that, the more work that you're going to realize that you need to have done to you. I think Jesus made a phrase in the Bible that it's, and this may sound kind of disturbing to all of us here, but he made a phrase something like, it's probably easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle, something like that. So anyway, you can take it from there. Remember, you're full of densities. You're a walking judgment factory. And in order to have your body become light, as you look at it physically right now, look at your hand. That has to become transparent. And the way it becomes transparent is to release the judgment so that your body can return itself back to a spiritual body. Remember, it used to be a spiritual body, and the densities made it into a physical body form here. And so this is what it wants to do, is to advance its spiritual development and to return back to the way it used to be. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see what we have next is, where do people go when they pass after the light shift?
Okay, so I believe that's probably about the ascension process. So when the universe gets turned off, the universe of light, which the light created, is responsible for its universe, okay? And what's happened now is that the darkness has crept in. It's a different energy system itself. If the darkness stayed in its own energy frequency, it'd be no problem, but it's creeping into the territory of light. And the only way that the light can get rid of it is to do this ascension process, which we call the universal shift. And the universal shift is when the whole universe is turned off instantly, like the big power switch that creates all frequencies in the light. Everything is turned off. Your spirit then, since it is from the light, is recognized as a spirit from the light, and then it goes on to the next incarnation when that big power switch is turned back on again. And so everybody who is out of their body at the time, and which you will be out of your body because the two will separate. The densities will separate. The body will have its own blueprint, and so does your spirit. So all the blueprints now are separated. Everything on this planet is separated. There's no more planet. There's no more trees. They're all now just strictly a blueprint. And now it's up to a spirit or many, many spirits like what's on this earth plane here to form a creation, and this creation then is reformed. And including your body. So if your body is able to hold the spirit energy of your spirit that left it and integrate with that, then your body can do the ascension. If it has densities in it, then it will no longer be able to hold the light. And in the light, remember, your spirit is not fully with you. And if it was completely, and if your body was fully in light, it would be a light body. So this is what you're working and striving to do. And the more you work on yourself, the more you start to realize that you have more densities. And the nice thing about that, as you realize you have more densities, as you get them cleared out, you start feeling better about your life living here. Most people, when you talk to them, the first thing out of their mouth normally, who are a little more conscious, is that they don't want to be here. They don't like living on the earth plane. They don't like the negativity. And, you know, it can go on for hours. And that's only because they're dealing with densities. Once you come into the present moment with your spirit, then those energies that normally would interfere and connect to you, these judgment energies that are around you, will no longer affect you. And this means that you're moving into a stronger, a higher frequency of the light, and you're coming back into light. So back to you, Sylvia. I hope that answered the question.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing that you talked about a moment ago about the spirit and being in the present moment. And I think earlier you mentioned that the heart energy only exists in the present moment. And if the heart is the way that we access, you know, our spirit, then it seems like as long as we're not in the present moment, we really can't be with our divine spirit energy. So can you talk about that whole process of making it possible for people to be in the moment?
Yes, that you have to work on yourself consciously to come into your heart center, to be in that present moment. Most people are busy in their mind. And the mind energy, after the ascension, or when the universe is turned off, universe of light, then there's no more mind energy. So the mind energy is the darkness. That's how you attempt to figure out things here, and which is actually separation from spiritual truth. So when you're in separation, then you're in mind. When you're in heart energy, then you're in the moment. And this is why I brought people back initially from the future and the past, bringing your thoughts into the present moment so you can connect to your spirit. Otherwise, you're running energies outside of yourself because you're thinking of events from the past or the future. And I would think typically people who've had maybe a poor life, a bad life in the past, may wish for a better life in the future. Well, that takes you out of the present moment because it takes you someplace else and vice versa. You know, if your life situation was good earlier and now it's bad and you want to go back in time, which you can't do because the light only works in the present now. And the present now is where you must be. And otherwise, you're not in the light. So if you're not in the now, you're not in the light. And the light only works in the now. Just remember that, you know, during this whole show. So that's the way it is. There's no such thing as forced reincarnation. Although everybody here on this planet typically has had a forced reincarnation, maybe hundreds, if not thousands of times. And this is not part of the light. And we get all of our programming into the body from that. Your body should really only have one lifetime, and that should be what it is. And instead, we're carrying around this baggage from our ancestors from many, many, many past lives. And in this lifetime, the spirit with you in your heart center is here to help your body to get out of that density for the ascension right now at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. Back to you, Sylvia.
So then what you're saying then is if our parents actually got themselves fully cleared of densities before they conceived us, then we wouldn't be carrying around baggage of ancestors to have to clear.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, it would be you'd be one step closer to having that energy with you, yes. But remember, all of your ancestors have it too. But I do many clearings on people, which allows you to become more of who you are, which allows more of your spirit to be with you. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into densities. So as much as you hope and wish and think that you can bring your spirit back to yourself, if you don't have clearings done to yourself, you're not going to be able to hold spirit frequency. Remember, that's judgment, and the judgment stays with you. And you have to release it out of yourself. And that's the process, what the light ship does for everyone, if you're willing to come forward to have healings done. And unfortunately, the information hasn't been here for quite a while.
So we have a question from Mike, and he's asking where the darkness came from in the first place if it wasn't created by the light.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. It just is out there. Where it came from, I don't know. A lot of the earth-based religions here on the God plane, they talk about that you have to have darkness as a reflection of light and vice versa. That's not correct because the light never chose for you to have, say, physical pain so you could accept and enjoy joy in your life or non-pain. And so that's just a misnomer. So where it came from, I don't know. But the religions here, you know, because they're tied in with the darkness, tend to give you false information. So where did the energy of dark come from? I don't know. It just is here. If it did not come into the light frequency, it would be fine. Nothing would be wrong with it. They could do their thing and the light could do theirs. But somehow the energy of the spirit, the soul that's in you, is maybe desperately wanted or needed or would like to be stolen by the darkness, and this is why the problem exists today, why the dark always comes into the light. It's missing something. It wants to get that divine spark.
Okay, well, let's shift gears a little bit and do a little healing work and get everyone back into the wonderful heart energy. And let's see, we have a request. I don't know if this is something you can do on the radio program, but we had a request for opening the meridian flows.
Okay, we did that basically on the chakras. So that was done in the first part of the show here. So if you tuned in late, in fact, I'll just mention this. The show that we have tonight starts 5 minutes earlier than the other shows that we have. So you want to come on 5 minutes earlier on the Friday night shows, because you may miss some of these wonderful clearings in the first 5 minutes. So we'll just do a chakra alignment again for everybody. So here we go. I'll do it real fast. Heart chakra, good. So I'll just count them. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. They're all in alignment now, bringing some more energy into everybody. Here we go. And you should feel your body heat up a little bit as these chakras now are radiating more energy into your body. There, that's done. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, why don't we get into a little bit of the bodies that we have, like the emotional body and the mental body and those kind of bodies, and do some sample clearings.
Okay, so these clearings are typically 80 to 90% completed. They can never be 100% because the light ship needs you to go through your whole lifetime, and that's how they do their clearings. They go from your current age at the present time. Remember, they're always in the now. Then they go back in time to clear away the densities, back to conception. So here's a sample of the emotional clearing. What I'll do is three samples here. I'll do an emotional, a feeling, and a mental body. And then we'll pause and you can examine yourself and just see how you feel. So we'll go back during this last week for 5 days. So emotional body, so 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, three cleared, two cleared yesterday and today. And now I'll do a feeling body. 5 days cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two, one, and today. And I will do a mental body. 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, yesterday, and today. Okay, sit back and relax and look at, investigate situations that you've had in your life. And you should feel like these energies are very distant to you, that the situation that you're in is distant, and that you're now able to, like, breathe into it and not be in anger or fear or any kind of trauma. And this is what these healings do for you. It puts you into the present moment and releases your stuff. Thank you. we'll do another sample clearing here. And we're going to do one that is brand new. Remember, the light ship brings out these healings according to the densities that they find in people. And we have more and more stuff, unfortunately. And some people need them and some don't. I always recommend the emotional clearing first and also a mental clearing. Now, this one here will be for your skin. So we'll just give this a shot here. So anyway, tune into your body. And we'll go back 5 days. So I'll do this one a little bit slower so you can actually tune in better. So skin, body. This could be for people who have skin irritations, rashes, etc. Maybe it's coming out to the surface because you're trying to eliminate something. Remember, everything in your life is caused by your ancestors. They gave you that precious gift of whatever that is, and it may not be good for you, but they gave it to you through their judgment. So you could be dealing with a situation that maybe happened 10,000 years ago, and all of a sudden in this lifetime it happened to surface. So here we go. And I'll just go to the chakras like I normally do. And the chakras are only about 1% of what actually happens, but it allows our minds, if we work in the mind area, to understand something. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, I'd like everyone just to get up and maybe walk around for a minute and just kind of see how your skin feels. You might want to look in the mirror and just see if it has changed at all for you. And if you have any problems, maybe a sunburn or something, maybe it's feeling naturally better for you. Here we go. Put some music on and see you back in about a minute or so. A little bit airy to you right now? Light? On the fast chat something about an Indian woman here, so without reading too much, I'm just assuming that that might be Eastern Indian, so I'll kind of go into that a little bit. All cultures have mindsets, and what I think happens is that as you come forward in this lifetime, you may be bringing with you the problems of the past mindset of that culture. So as you're trying to free, like, the chains of burden around you, as you come forward, they can get resurrected on you because you're becoming more awake. So there are subcultures which treated women very poorly, and I can't think of any where men were treated poorly, but I can think of a lot of them where women have been. Okay? And so that brings into another clearing here. And this is a clearing that we're just bringing forth, which is a slavery clearing. So some of you out there might have ancestors that came over on a boat, possibly, to the United States here or elsewhere. Maybe they were actually physical slaves on a plantation. Maybe your skin color is black, and maybe you were African, and you came over here, and your ancestors were just brutalized picking cotton or whatever. And, you know, we've seen different stories about that, and I'm sure there's other atrocities that might be even worse. So I'm going to do a clearing now for slavery here, just to help some of you out. And like I say, these clearings are not needed by everybody. It may help you, but if you resonate with this clearing or whatever I'm doing, that's probably what you need. So I'm going to just do a basic clearing here, and I'm trying to see how to do this here. The lightship's going to go back 500 years, okay? So we're going to go right now, from now to, remember they go from current time to the 1900s, so 1900s forward. So here we go, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll just say 1800 to 1900. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And 1700s to 1800s, oh boy, that feels rough. Oh man, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1600 to 1700s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1500 to 1600, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So what I do is a century clearing, and that normally would take care of most of this here, unless you have a really deep issue with slavery. So anyway, this is a clearing that I'm doing for some people now, and it's brand new, and if you resonate to this, you may want to have this clearing. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we had a very interesting observation by Mike on the fast chat. He says it seems like some countries themselves are more in the present moment than other countries. And I would have to say that that seems very true, as far as some countries seem very stuck. For example, in the past, they're still fighting over issues that are centuries old, and maybe you can shed some light on that as well.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess it's just how your genetics are programmed in your body, and not being able to hear the actual truth from your spirit to know what to do next. So, yeah, if you're indoctrinated heavily by information from the past, which is typically your own ignorance, then you're going to be staying in the past. Remember, it's up to you to move forward in your life so that you can connect more with your spirit. This whole show is about connecting you with your spirit inside of yourself. It doesn't matter where you are on this planet. It's allowing you and teaching you ways to go and drop down into your heart center. And then you have your own guidance. And so if you're maybe over in the Middle East listening to this program, and, you know, you're thinking about being a suicide bomber or something, well, go inside and listen to your heart. Your spirit will never want to do that. But if you don't have the information about going inside and you're reading some type of religious script, some dogma that was put out there, believing that without going internally inside to get your true answers, then you're going to be playing the old issues of the past over and over again. And remember, the history repeats itself in your body, and it only goes away when you clear it out. Otherwise, you're running a predetermined script, and your body is eventually trying to heal, and your body will kill itself to get well. So that's the main thing. So hopefully that you're able to connect and listen to your own guidance and not be guided by something outside of yourself.
Definitely. Well, let's see, we have a question, which is, can something that's in darkness turn itself into the light, or can it be turned into light?
Yes, darkness can always be turned into light, yes. This is what the light ship does. As a light ship, when it goes out to find spirits like your own that have been captured, stolen, by the darkness. They get stolen because maybe you're out astral traveling or something, decide to go out really far out someplace, and or you align yourself with some negative energies, maybe, or somebody put a spell on you or a hex and you got taken away. There's many different ways of having this done, but regardless, if the light ship happens to find you and you're being held captive by some, negative extraterrestrial beings that was not created by the light, and they see you as light, the lightship does and sees the other ones as darkness that they did not create. At that point, knowing that you are held captive, these beings are given the chance to turn into the light and to be given a soul just like your own, a spirit. And if they don't choose to do that, then they are terminated. And the lightship will gain more light territory that way. And so the darkness will come into more light. And, you know, it's hard to say how large that darkness area is, but it will be lighter, a little bit lighter each time the lightship goes out to search for part of itself. So this is what it's doing during the process. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a request for the energy of Melchizedek, Metatron, and Archangel Michael.
Okay, these are the three M and M's, so we'll bring them in for everyone. And here they come. So if you want to watch the light beam on your monitor screen, you can bring that up. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And within 15 seconds now, these three beautiful spirit energies will come in and bless you. So again, you have to be in your heart center to sense them. If you're in your mind, you will never feel them because they don't work with feelings inside of your head. They work and communicate in your heart center. This is where you must go. So here they are. They're coming to see you, and they're here right now. Heart open. Divine Mother energy. So I believe there's a lady on the planet called Amachi, and she transmits love energy to everyone. So what we'll do is bring in the spirit of Amachi. And again, she's Eastern Indian, if you haven't heard of her before. And she has a large following of people who like to get blessed by this energy. So we'll bring in her spirit energy from the lightship, and you can just experience this here. I'll also bring in the energy of Princess Diana, who was here from the lightship also, and she and her mission was actually to be down here to bring in the energy of love and compassion. So here's Amaji first here. And she's going to come in. And if you want, you can watch the light being again. We'll bring in her energy. And she's coming in right now. And here she is. Okay, so again, just sit back and relax. Open your heart up. These energies only connect to your heart center. And this energy might feel a little different than the physical presence of this being that's on this planet here. Because remember, these are all divine energies coming in from the light ship. Open your heart up to this beautiful energy. Okay, and next we'll bring in the energy of Princess Diana, and her mission here was for the humanitarian mission for the planet, and she carried the energy in Jesus when he walked the earth here. That was her spirit in his body. And here she comes. Watch the light beam, and again, open your heart up. sure I'll bring in Lady Nada, since we're doing some females here. And she was here about 3,000 years ago. So here she comes. Again, open your heart up. And watch the light being on the screen again as she comes in. We had a quest for the energy of Jesus, so we'll bring him in here. So again, just sit back and relax. Question was, can I ask, where does the host, which is me, I guess, get my information from? Well, I was the healer that was in Jesus when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And I came back this time to help people for the ascension process. So what I say may be a little different than what's being out there in mainstream, but this is all divine truth. You know, just go to your heart and listen, and you will get the answers that you need. This is why this show is all about being heart connected. Here comes Mary Magdalene. relaxing
be
night.
In the heart blessed land right about now. Wonderful. So actually, we are out of time, so we will say good night and blessings to everyone. And we're on tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship for Healing, and that starts at 9 p.m. Pacific. And if you'd like to, anyone who would like to help support the radio program and these healings that Ron is doing, you can go. There's a little PayPal link up on the page if you would like to do that. That's always appreciated. Other than that, we'll just say blessings to everyone. Just bask in this amazing heart energy, and we will see you tomorrow.
Okay, blessings to all of you. Good night.